Showtime!
Ready, men? Contact! Contact! We are on the air!
Guys, we're all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, Tuesday, the 21st of May, 2019. So glad you are here, whether you're listening live on Radio Now 100.9 in Indianapolis, Indiana, or on the new 92.1 Radio Now in Houston, Texas. We got a great show for you today. Looking forward to you being a part of it. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number to call in. That's 833-JOE-ALEX. If you want to get involved social media-wise, I recommend that. Twitter and Instagram, it's at Joe and Alex Show. And for Facebook, give it a like to search for Radio Now, and you'll find our station page for each one of the different markets that we are in. Woo! Of course, JoeAndAlexShow.com. I would be a big dummy if I didn't mention that. That's where I have all of our stuff, including podcasts and blogs, all linked up there. This morning, we got a lot to get to. The garbage is just about 10 minutes away. We'll get into that with Alex. Also today at 7:30, Riley wants to know who should sacrifice happiness in their relationship, her or her husband? Well, I think that's an obvious answer. Her. She should sacrifice for the man, but I mean, who do I know? I mean, that's what I do in my relationship. But Alex laughing in the background. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I had the most exhausting day yesterday. It took me 7 hours to get my new phone. Like,
wait. Are we talking to Alex or Liv the Web Girl?
It was me.
But
I had to drive 45 minutes away to go to my parents' house. I had to have my dad help me back up my phone onto their computer because I don't use iCloud. So iCloud scares me and freaks me out, and I've heard way too many horror stories about people hacking into it, so I won't use it. Exactly. So it took like two and a half hours just to back my phone up. Then we had to go to the Verizon store. And if you've ever been to the Verizon store to get a new phone, then you know that at least takes a couple hours. Then we had to go home. Oh, and the Verizon guy convinced me to buy an iPad. So I bought my first iPad.
Wait. He convinced you to buy an iPad?
Yeah, because there was some deal going on where like if you get a new phone, then you'll get $200 off an iPad or something like that. And I have been wanting one because it is really, really hard for me to be doing like Murder Monday and all these different things on my little phone, and my hands cramp up because I'm sitting there typing for like 2.5-3 hours.
That's crazy
every Sunday,
that
and
you
it's
do it on your phone.
It's exhausting.
Well, I laugh, Liv, because I want a MacBook, and now Alex is archaic. It's the first one ever made, but Alex leaves her MacBook here at work. I'm like, just take it home.
But here's the thing.
iPad is really convenient. I like to have one myself.
My laptop is super bulky and heavy, and I have a vintage, as Apple would say, laptop. So I don't ever buy myself new stuff, like technology wise. My phone is over 3 years old that I've had that I just replaced yesterday. My computer is from 2011, so that is like, you know, caveman status. So my computer is so freaking slow. I couldn't even back my phone onto it. So my dad had to do everything on his desktop. So anyway, takes a couple hours at the Verizon store. Then I had to go back to my parents' house again, and then we had to everything that we backed up, put it on my new phone, and set up my new iPad. So by the time I got home, it was like 8 o'clock at night. Bachelorette was starting. I had not been home all day, so I knew yesterday that all my stuff going on was going to take forever, and it did.
Alex is freaking me out right now. Did you see her phone, Liv?
No.
It doesn't have a case yet.
There's no case.
New. I
what
ordered
kind
one.
Did you get?
It is the whatever the newest thing is. I don't know, 10 XS Max. I don't know what it is.
I think Alex and I have the same phone, like dead on.
Is it the X or is it the
Block? Yeah. It's a gold back. It's the like XS Max or something like that.
It's the 10, I think.
I don't even know what that means.
It's 10 XS Max, I think.
It's like, it was that special like XXX Tentacion phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what Alex wanted. So No, it's just like the most newest iPhone out there.
Yeah, I wanted the newest one, and I wanted over 200 something gigs, so upgraded.
I'm to jealous. That. I'm so
Liv, could
jealous.
You imagine having that much memory? Anytime like you take a picture, your camera's like out of space.
Well, I had 100 something gigs, and so then they said, well, there's two more options, 200 something, and then 500 something, and I was like, well, I don't need 500. 200 will be good,
dude. 500 gigs is like, oof. That's a dream.
You have that phone for 20 years.
Yeah, no kidding.
That is a dream.
I'm gonna keep that for the rest of my life.
Excited.
How you doing, Liv?
I'm good. Yesterday, I went and worked at the kids club at LA Fitness, where I work my second job. And I haven't been there ever since this family that I love said that they were moving. And I had a dream last night while I was napping before I went into work, that they actually didn't move. Like, the little girl was like, oh yeah, we didn't move, we're staying here in Indy. So I go into work and I'm like kind of expecting that to come true. And I found out they actually did move.
Oh,
I know, but also it was kind of nice because it was so low key. The kids were not all riled up. I didn't have to deal with any tears. I didn't get any toys thrown at me.
Well, that's good.
Like these other kids used to do to me.
You didn't get abused.
Yeah, I did not get abused. It was actually a very pleasant time working in the kids' club yesterday.
I love Liv's idea of well, it was a good day. I didn't get anything thrown at me.
Right. I didn't get spit on.
Wow. Well, okay. Congratulations.
Thank
on a good
you.
Day.
Wow. Had a great day.
Pork Chop, how was your day yesterday?
Good. Something sad happened in my day too, Liv. Yesterday was the HQ season finale, season 3,
mm-hmm.
and there was 18 questions. Chase, my boyfriend, he made it all the way to question 17 and got it wrong.
Oh, whoa, that was close.
Yeah, dang. And the grand prize actually ended up being $35, so that's kind of cool. That's bigger than...
Dang, that's like a tank of gas, man.
I want to see if you guys could have got question 17 right or wrong.
But see, HQ isn't the same anymore since they got rid of Scott Daddy.
Oh, no.
Well, Scott Daddy left then, let's be fair.
It's better, and yeah, he did
leave
then.
Whoa, that's...
All right, so here's question 17. Who was the first president to get inaugurated in January?
I'm not gonna know this.
A, Harry S. Truman, B, Franklin D. Roosevelt, or C, George Washington?
Roosevelt.
What?
Truman.
Roosevelt.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Roosevelt.
Wow, very good. That's correct. It's
Roosevelt.
Yeah. Now, was that an educated guess, Alex and Joe, or are you just...
It was a process elimination.
Oh, I guess.
I didn't think it was Washington.
I didn't think it was Washington either because I figured it was going to be.
So if you call that educated, I knew probably not that guy. That's so 50-50.
That was tough, and I was on the phone with my mom, and she gave me a clue right after we picked the wrong answer. So I told Chase, I was like, Truman, pick Truman. And because Truman was the president just after Franklin D. Roosevelt. So their terms, they were so close together. And my mom's like, oh, yeah, I was alive when Truman was president.
I remember when he was a little
boy. And I was like, I wish you said that, then I would have picked Franklin.
Wait, was it Truman or was it Roosevelt?
Roosevelt. Franklin D. Roosevelt.
Okay.
All right, let me ask you a little question.
Oh, okay.
Just respond first person I'm going to give you. Name the only president on record that we know that was so fat.
Liv.
Go ahead, Liv.
I just know the end of the story. I don't know the actual president.
William H.
Taft. He was so fat that he had to get a custom bathtub.
Well,
and he had to get plunged out.
He got stuck in the bathtub.
So maybe he did have to get a custom. I don't know if that's true, but yeah, President Taft, R.I.P. too soon. He was so fat he got stuck in a bathtub. So that would be my presidential quality, most likely to get stuck in a bathtub. Joe. All right, my day yesterday. I maybe I'm gonna be better. I don't know. I went and saw another doctor yesterday, and we're on a step where I'm actually doing steroids now. So I don't know if I look stronger yet.
Totally.
But no, but he's saying if this doesn't help in 5 days, in a day or two, I should feel a little bit of relief, with the actual stuff. Then after that, we're going to go to an x-ray and see if there actually is disc problems. But we're 50-50. We think it may not be. So I feel a little bit better already.
Oh, good.
Well, good.
But then he gave me one pill. I take one a night just to sleep because I slept last night. But I had to register my name with they scanned my ID and everything because I guess it's an opioid.
Oh, they thought that you were going to start a meth lab.
Well, I've been trying for years. It's hard. Everybody thinks of people on meth labs and Breaking Bad are dumb, but they're not. I mean, I haven't figured it out yet.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Jimmy Kimmel did a Game of Thrones Full House mashup with Jamie Lannister talking with Danny and Uncle Joey about family problems, and it was hilarious.
Hey, Uncle Jamie, what's up, bud?
It's my sister.
We're gonna fight.
Jamie, sometimes siblings fight. It's perfectly natural. But you gotta work this out. She's your sister, and she'll always be there for you.
No, it's just, I got her pregnant again.
Yeah. Well, good talk, man.
I know. Cut it out.
No, I was gonna say quit f-ing your sister.
That is really funny. I like that. That was good.
Khloe Kardashian has no interest in going on a date after her breakup with Tristan Thompson.
I'm so in love with True and being with her and enjoying every minute. And I'm just happy and I want to filter through just whatever I feel like I need to filter through. But my focus right now is True. I don't feel a sense of urgency to be in a relationship or even to go on a date. I don't want to. I look at life from always a positive aspect. I would rather have experienced those moments that I had of greatness and then I had to lose it than never to have experienced that.
Social media star Olivia Jade wants to go back to the University of Southern California, even as her mother, Full House star Lori Loughlin, faces possible prison time for allegedly paying bribes in order to get her daughter into the school. According to a source, Olivia Jade wants to go back to USC, and she didn't get officially kicked out, so she's begging the school to let her back in. Despite her wishes, though, she's reportedly aware that there is virtually no chance that the Los Angeles-based university will allow her to resume taking classes. She knows they won't let her in, so she's hoping this info gets out. She wants to come out looking like she's changed, learned life lessons, and is growing as a person. So she for sure wants people to think that she's interested in her education.
That's a smart move.
And tonight on The Voice finale, Cootie and the Blowfish, Sarah McLachlan, Travis Tritt, and Toby Keith are all set to duet with the final four contestants. The Jonas Brothers and Taylor Swift are also reportedly performing at the finale show before a winner is announced. So
you had me at Hootie and the Blowfish, but now that you bring in Taylor Swift and the Jonas Brothers,
yeah.
I know I'm going to be tonight.
For more garbage, go to joanalexshow.com.
I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man.
Not really. My parents never loved me. We never went on vacation anywhere. I think I went to Washington, D.C. once. And I think I went to somewhere in Florida. I don't remember. That's how like little I was.
How old were you when you first saw the beach?
Define beach. No, like the ocean or a beach?
Like the ocean.
Teenage years?
Okay. I was just curious.
But it's okay. This is not meant to be a sad, sad Joe moment. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to bring the room down. This is an interesting thing, and it got me thinking. Summer is almost here, and road trips are on there. This is the top travel bucket list. According to a new survey, they asked Americans for the places and things on their travel bucket list here in the good old U.S. of A. In no particular order, I'll go through some of these. If you guys want to, you know, spit anything out, you're like, guys, you got to go check it out. Once again, in the U.S.
Yeah.
I'll give Hawaii the connection in Alaska, but don't be like, well, I went to Canada one time.
I'll be really good at helping pick this list because I've been to 38 of the 50 states.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Like driving through or like actually staying?
Or just going in the airport?
Because
I don't think that counts.
I agree. Airport visits, I've never really been to Vegas.
Yeah.
It doesn't count.
And I don't think driving through counts unless you stop at like one of their tourist things.
Well, that's
tourist attractions.
I mean, I would say driven through is probably half the ones I've been to.
That doesn't, well, okay.
Well, see, I don't know if that counts.
I mean, yeah, technically you've been there, but I'm talking tourist spots. I've flown to LA before. On the way there, I had to stop in Vegas. I didn't go see Vegas.
Right, I don't count that as a stop either.
I drove through, like, Mississippi before, but I've never, like, stopped in Mississippi and have seen anything that Mississippi has to offer.
Okay.
All right. Now that we've totally deflated Porkchop's number, it's good to have a lower number in most cases. Here are some of the top ones. Have you guys ever seen the Grand Canyon?
Yes. Yes.
Was it good or is it just a big hole in the ground?
I thought it was kind of beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it was cool.
All right. I've never seen that. Well, okay. 0 for 1 for Joe. Visit Yellowstone National Park.
That sounds
really cool.
No.
I'm afraid a bear would eat me, though, because I would like break the food violations and like the bear would come into my car or a tent and just eat me, too.
I just want to sit in one of those heated mud puddles.
Ew. Like a hot spring?
Hot spring.
Yeah.
There's more than mud in there, but okay.
Ew.
I've done this, and I think, honestly, it sounds terrible. Kind of lame. You guys ever seen Niagara Falls?
No.
I wish
no,
to.
No, I haven't.
I think
that.
It's overrated. It's like a big waterfall. Whee!
I forget about it.
I know, me too.
Go to Las Vegas. I've never really went. I've like traveled through, but I've never spent a day in Vegas.
Driven through.
We need to go take a road trip with some Joe and Alex Show listeners. Well, fly. I'm not driving anywhere. And go to Vegas. How cool would that be?
I want to go to Vegas so bad. And my boyfriend's family has been to Vegas like a billion times. And they're always shocked that I haven't been. So I'm like really hoping
would you guys want to go like
soon.
Gamble? Would you want to go see like some shows? Because there's a lot of big artists do residencies. Would you want to do that? Or
probably just
poolside?
Shows and clubs. I would like the poolside clubs.
Yeah. I definitely want to go to like a pool party with the DJ in Vegas.
I don't care about gambling at all.
I like gambling, but I'm an addict. Like, within 20 minutes, I lose my whole life savings in Vegas.
Jeez. Probably should avoid that.
Just being honest, to me, it's a good thing. See Mount Rushmore? My grandma brags about it. I'm like, it's cool, but it's like, it's a rock. Like,
funny story, I used to think that Mount Rushmore was one of, like, the seven wonders of the world. Like, I used to think that it wasn't man-made. Like, I thought it was like a miracle. Like, it
that
wasn't
is hilarious.
Man-made.
There were just faces in the rocks.
Yeah, and they happened to like be our presidents.
Some other ones, go to Redwood National Park, kind of the same idea, like Yellowstone.
I would go there.
No, I would love to go. Is that the one, by the way, where they have like the giant trees? They're
yes,
huge.
In California. Oh.
Yes, I would like to see that. That would be cool.
Yeah, I would like to go there too.
Mardi Gras, New Orleans. That sounds like so fun.
I've been to New Orleans, but not for Mardi Gras.
I don't have any desire to go to Mardi Gras, but one of the cities that I want to go to the most that I've never been to in the U.S. is New Orleans.
So there's like two types of, there's two ways to do New Orleans. There's New Orleans where it has like beautiful gardens and like some of the best food you'll ever eat ever. And then there's like party with like a hurricane on like Bourbon Street.
No, there's a third option, which is what I want to do.
What is that?
Which is you go to New Orleans to do all the ghost haunted stuff.
Nope.
That's
okay.
What I'm trying
to
do.
You have fun with all your stuff right there. I'm not
Let
trying
to tell you, one of the most
make
haunted
ghosts upset.
Cities in America. Some creepy-ish.
Where do you think you could pinpoint your obsession with death? When did it start?
I mean, it's not death that I'm obsessed with. I like scary. I like being spooked.
Ew, not
scary?
Me.
Check my bank account. That's something
okay,
scary.
You can go down there and you can do all the ghost stuff and I'll be getting hammered on Bourbon
Street. I'll go with Liv,
Street.
Yeah. And Pork Chop will be flashing everybody.
I want to eat crawfish, and I want to get scared.
Okay, and then a few more. Some of these I'm going to skip over. Like, see Cape Cod. That sounds like something my grandma would want to do.
Ooh, wait. Cape Cod.
Oh,
where
gosh.
Is that?
Massachusetts.
Cape
Cod is in
Maine.
Yeah.
Massachusetts,
oh,
right?
Oh, I really want to go to Maine. I really want to go up there. I've never been up there
for
in
lobster?
The fall. Yeah, yes. For lobster and seeing the leaves, which makes me sound like I'm 84.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. You know what's really cool? Like, I'm from Michigan. I don't know if Porkchop's been there, but I'm serious. Not just being a homer from my home state. I thought it was one of the most beautiful things I ever saw. It's called the Tunnel of Trees. And it's just like, it's a road as you head from the Lower Peninsula up north, where when the fall happens and the leaves change colors, it is one of the most beautiful things I've seen. It's a very narrow road. You don't go fast at all on it, but you just wind in and out. And I've never seen colors like this before in leaves. It's just so awesome.
Ooh.
It's usually like 3 to 6 weeks where it kind of changes where it looks great, but
I know it's
pretty
like
cool.
I kind of believe you, but I know that you're also like pretty biased because you have like a hard on for Michigan.
Hardcore.
Just like the state.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I wouldn't just like say something to say something, but if you've never been, you should check it out.
I'm supposed to be taking a road trip to Michigan this summer.
Where are you going?
Some like dunes.
Sleeping Bear Dunes?
I don't know.
That's like, no, that was voted, I think, by Good Morning America a few years ago. It's like the number one spots to go in the country.
Yeah.
It's a lot of walking, though.
I love going to the dunes, but which are huge, giant, like, sand hills on Lake Michigan.
Yep.
But the thing is that when I was there last summer, two kids died. They drowned.
Oh, my God, Alex.
I know. It was it was terrifying. The freaking fire truck and all these things, like, started driving onto the beach.
Oh,
we were like,
gosh.
What's going on? And then found that out.
That's very sad. But you always do this.
Yeah,
what are you
always,
talking about?
You do.
Turn it back.
I'm telling you a real life experience.
Okay, then lie to us, dang it. It's too early to hear about dead kids.
Gosh,
what
I
is
know.
This, Murder Monday? Let me wrap it up. Pork Chop, you and I might like this one, and this is coolest in general. It was on there. It said, eat a cheesesteak in Philadelphia, but I think going to Philly, running up the thing where like Rocky ran up like, yeah, yo, Adrian.
I thought that was in Baltimore.
Nope. Philly.
No, Baltimore, Maryland? No,
I
Philadelphia.
I have a friend who's in Baltimore right now. And they
zero
just
interest
Baltimore
in going to Philadelphia.
And Philly are very close to each other, Liv.
Okay, cool.
I think we have the same friend.
We do have the same friend. Wasn't he in Baltimore?
I don't know. That guy right there, you want to talk about some creepy stuff? How is he everywhere? I don't know. You can tweet us if you're hearing this maybe later on in the podcast, at Joe and Alex Show. Like, what's your top bucket list spot that you would recommend? We'd love to get your suggestions. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Let's get into it. Joe's Need to Know News. Ford is cutting 7,000 jobs by the end of summer. That cut includes 500 salaried workers in the U.S. who are going to leave involuntarily this week, and another 800 salaried workers will be let go by August. The reason why, they say, is that they're under pressure from investors to reduce costs. Eight male students, what the hell is going on with kids? Eight male students at a middle school in Ohio could face charges for putting bodily fluids in crepes. Aren't those like little pancakes, kind of?
That's sick.
Yeah, they're like very thin pancakes. They're French.
Okay. Well, it involves some wee-wee. The students who made the crepes were competing in a school cooking competition that was being judged by the teachers. While prepping the food, the students went to the bathroom in them and put some guy goop in it into the crepes, which were then eaten by several teachers. After the competition was over, a video of the students tarnishing the crepes began to circulate. The students have not been arrested at this time, but could be facing assault charges.
Oh my gosh.
Lock their butt up.
I'm going to throw up. There's
I
so
can't
many
imagine.
Questions.
I don't think I would have to almost change my entire career if I was one of those teachers that ate that. I think I would have to quit even teaching. I would like to hear from teachers, if this did happen to you, could you actually continue teaching? Because I just couldn't do it.
I would assault a student if I was a teacher. They'd kick me out and I'd go to jail.
That's so gross. And also, how do you do that with like your two best friends in the stalls next to you under time pressure?
Sick.
Like, there's just so many questions to this.
And I like to think that like parents raise kids, but I think like, for example, I never did anything real bad because I was afraid of my mom beating my ass, but also I respected my mom. I was raised by my mom. But it's like, what's wrong with a kid to think I'm going to, you know, do these two things to it?
Well,
like, I'm
going
to put my bodily fluids on that.
I'd be telling the cops to arrest my child.
Oh,
I would tell them to.
All right. I feel bad for people. Have you ever been to the Eiffel Tower? I never have, but I'd like to visit one day.
I have.
How was it? Was it pretty cool? It was a lot of hype.
It was amazing.
All right, Pork Chop. Well, how would you feel about this? You're going to see the Eiffel Tower, and it gets closed because some dummy tries to scale it. This happened yesterday. Yeah. A man tried to climb it. He made it past security and climbed to the right below the third and highest level of the tower before firefighters and climbing specialists arrive on the scene to get him down.
Oh, my gosh.
Authorities are unsure of the man's motives behind the climb. The tower is going to open today. But imagine you're in Paris for one day, and some idiot shuts it down because he climbs up it.
You know, he didn't have to do that. There's an elevator that takes you to the top.
He was trying to go viral.
Yeah, have you seen those lines, though? Come on. Okay, can we talk about food? Of course we can. It's Joe's Need to Know News. It's pretty much an excuse to talk about food. Little Caesars, where I've been afraid to eat it for a while, because did you know this pork chop? Before you, I like Little Caesars pizza. I'm a Michigan guy.
Too.
Pizza. But the pizza, Little Caesars right down the road from the radio station,
made the
news because they actually found rat droppings cooked into the crust. A family did.
They had to shut it down. Oh my gosh, I'm going to cry.
But I think it's better now. My point is, I'm a little hesitant because they're going to become the first national pizza chain to feature a plant-based meat topping. Liv, listen to this, Impossible Sausage. The pizza will be available on the $12 Impossible Supreme Pizza in select locations for a trial run. Right now, it's Fort Myers, Florida, Albuquerque, New Mexico, in Washington. They're going to carry that for the month as a test. So if it goes well, it could be coming to Indy or Houston.
Rat sausage.
Ew, gosh, stop.
Rat sausage is really good flavor.
Burger King got the Impossible Burger, and now Little Caesars is doing the Impossible Sausage. I'm telling you, this Impossible Meat, it's going
to
be everywhere. I'm hyped.
Mystery meat.
I'm going to call my junkie Impossible Meat, see what happens with that. And Chick-fil-A, one of my favorite places, they're bringing back summer favorite, the Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich. Specially seasoned grilled chicken breast served on a toasted sweet yeast bun, topped with Kobe Jack cheese, and some of that barbecue sauce just bam, right in the mouth. And also, strawberry passion tea. Have you guys had that?
I am not a tea person unless it's hot.
Ooh, you don't like the cold stuff?
Nope.
Oh, the cold stuff is really, really, really good. I absolutely love that.
I like cold tea. I like all tea.
And, we got Lenny there. Lenny, our technical producer in Houston on the new 92.1. By the way, this is what I'm jealous of. We're in Indianapolis, Indiana, and we're in Houston, Texas. Lenny, who runs things for us in Houston, Texas, has a Chick-fil-A card, which I don't know if he extorted somebody or what, but this guy gets to actually eat Chick-fil-A for free.
Oh yeah, I got the Chick-fil-A black card, baby, and I tried the Smokehouse Burger and the passion tea yesterday, and
pretty good stuff.
The smoke
is it passion
and the tea.
Is a passion tea sweet?
Yes, it's really sweet. Mm. And at the end, the only thing I didn't like, there was like these little passion tea chunks in the bottom, and they got all stuck in my throat.
Dude, people love putting like pieces of flowers in teas, and then it's like when you get to the bottom, you don't know what to
Gross.
Do with them.
Wait, okay, I didn't know about that. I don't want that kind of tea. I don't need that foo-foo tea. And finally, let's talk some sports here. Two-time Indy 500 winner Al Unser Jr. was arrested on OWI charges. So I wonder if, like, they said he was swerving in out of the lane, but I feel like if you're that good of a driver, you stay in the lane. But that's just me. Warriors beat the Blazers 119-117 in OT to reach the fifth straight NBA Finals. Liv the Web Girl, how you feeling about that?
I'm not feeling great, but everyone knew this was going to happen. That's like what's said. The only team I think that was going to be able to have a chance of beating them was the Rockets. So I'm not surprised, but I am disappointed. But, I mean, we'll just watch Steph Curry and, you know, Klay Thompson just go off in the finals, I guess.
You know, I guess maybe it's a good thing that the Rockets didn't make it to the finals because we wouldn't know about it on Twitter. Did you see this? The
no.
Houston Rockets Twitter account was suspended yesterday.
Why?
No way.
Several other teams like in sports were because kind of the same thing. They released a statement saying, quote, our Twitter account has been temporarily suspended due to a few prior social media posts with copyrighted music. We have that a lot at our station here, Radio Now, because we used to have like a lot of concert footage, and your girl Taylor Swift will shut it down.
That's right.
She's like, I'm going to shut down your radio station because you have video of me performing. God forbid people see it. Well, that's just legal rights stuff. So same thing with the Rockets. They had some music on there, and yeah, they were told to take it down. It's all old posts, but either way, as of now, I've not checked. Can you check real quick for me the Houston Rockets Twitter to see if it's back up? But as of earlier when I checked it, it was still down. But they said they're working on it to correct the issue immediately.
Twitter is so serious about their bans and their suspensions. Like, you can easily get suspended for like a week.
I don't want to get suspended.
So I'm thinking that they're probably still.
Alex, have you been suspended?
Yeah. No.
Okay, just check.
How do we get to play their music on the radio, but we can't play it on our social
media?
We
pay a lot of licensing fees.
Well, good, then we should be able to play it on social media, too.
Okay, well, you tell it to the artists that are working their butt off for you, pork chop. That's Joe's Need to Know News. You can see it all at joeandalexshow.com. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Hope you're having yourself a wonderful day. 833-JOE-ALEX is our number if you ever want to call into the show. And Twitter and Instagram, you can find us and follow us at Joe and Alex Show. And everything else, joeandalexshow.com. All right, Pork Chop, is this a friend you know or a story? Like, what is this? You heard something.
It's a friend slash old coworker.
Okay, so what? Is there like an issue?
No, well, all right. So I'm originally from New Jersey. I worked in New York City for 3 years, right? Mm-hmm. And a buddy I worked with in New York City, he's 46 years old. He lives at home with his parents.
Oh, that is way too old to be living at home.
No, but here's the thing.
Well, it's New York City. Everybody does that because you can't afford to live.
Right.
Okay, then maybe there's an exception.
That's exactly it. So he's actually got a really good job. And he pays his parents' mortgage.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's nice of him then. Okay, well, it's different if you're taking care of a family member.
Right. So he's actually, I don't know if he's 46 or 40. He might even be 49. I do know his dad is 77 and his mom is 87.
Okay.
So
like I said, he's paying the mortgage for his parents. Now, his mom's health is declining and he's always very busy with work. So he hired a maid.
Who did? Your friend did or the dad did?
The friend did.
Okay.
And now, so the 46 or 50-year-old guy, the younger one, the son.
Right.
Okay.
And now I do have the story backwards. The dad needed help with the mom, so he, quote-unquote, hired a maid.
No, is that like to clean the house or actually like a medical assistant? Like, hey, I'm going to help bathe her.
Probably
and stuff.
Both.
Both. It's,
okay.
It's to help clean the house and to help with his mother who's
while the son is working.
Yes.
That's really common, actually, in house care and home care.
Well, it's not really a maid or in health care. It's the dad's new girlfriend.
Ooh.
Oh,
huh?
While the wife is dying and getting real old. And so does the wife know that chick is actually her husband's girlfriend?
No, because she's asked questions, but she's like so innocent and so like gullible. Like, she's like, oh, okay, good, just making sure.
If I'm on my deathbed and my husband does that to me, I'm dragging him to hell with me.
Yeah.
But yeah, but you're, wow. Does she have the capacity, the mental awareness to know what's going on?
Like, or is she losing her wits?
Or like her memory, does she not realize what's happening?
I would say, by what he said,
mentally
she does
competent.
Have her wits.
Okay. That is so awkward. So basically, this husband has his girlfriend living in his house while his wife is in the house.
Yes.
But is just telling everyone she's a maid.
Right.
Also,
that's shady.
How would you be comfortable if you were the mistress, like taking care of your boyfriend's wife.
Well, she's also really young, so she's probably just in it for money. Kind of like a Hugh Hefner thing.
Like a sugar daddy thing.
Like, but it's not even like dad's the one with the money. The son is the one with the money. Get with the son.
Yeah,
she's
an idiot.
Good point.
So maybe she's got a thing for old people. You don't know her.
But do you think like this woman, the mom, the 87-year-old, she's like getting so old, like, should she even
care? Basically got a backup plan. He's starting his backup plan for when his wife kicks the bucket, he'll have somebody to move right into her place, or so he thinks. Fourchild's probably right. That girl's probably completely misunderstood, and she or misunderstanding the situation, and she thinks that the dad has the money when he doesn't. So she's going to be real sorry when she's like, I wasted all this time and all this effort sleeping with this old-ass guy.
Old man balls.
And I was wiping his wife's butt the whole time.
Thinking she's going to become like a millionaire and inherit all this money or something when there's nothing.
Oh my God.
Who do you feel? Okay, so see, in this situation, who do you feel worse for? The girl, the young girl who thinks she's going to have this amazing life when this lady dies, or the wife whose, you know, husband is cheating on her while she's still got a couple years left?
I feel bad for the girl because it's like, it reminds me of all the girls that used to be like with Hugh Hefner, you know, like back in the day, or Hugh Hefner. Sorry, that's a slip. We have a DJ buddy named Hugh Hefner. I don't know if he's in a relationship. If not, get it. No, listen, if the roles were reversed, like, let's say, like, I was that woman and, like Lindsay, like, was there and had a person to help bathe me and stuff like that, if my mental capacity was gone because it can happen as I get older, so be it. But if I'm still, like, mentally there and still with it, you can't be cheating on me.
Yeah, I can't believe the audacity to move her in and say, oh, she's the maid.
As long as they're discreet about it, too. Like, what are you doing? Oh, nothing. They're helping me with my back over here.
So I think the person that I would feel the worst for, because I feel bad for a lot of people in this situation, I think I feel bad for the son, because he's been probably helping pay for this, like, in-house maid that he thinks is taking care of his mom. He's like helping pay for her, for her groceries, her, like, living expenses. And it's his dad's mistress.
Yeah, what we're really finding out is that this dad is an epic scam artist.
Yeah.
That's what's going on here.
I mean, sure. Are we judging him, or are we, like, saying, way to go, dude? That's impressive.
I'm judging him.
Honestly, he probably got his wife to marry him because she probably thought he was some millionaire, too.
This guy's like the genius of our time. I mean, applause, old man. Applause.
No, this guy is like that guy who started Firefest.
Just a scumbag. Yeah,
there's a special place in hell for both of them.
Oh, it's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Joe wants to know, I thought I lived the web girl yesterday. That's why I kind of wanted to bring this up. And it involves food, so I want to talk about that too. You can call in and join this conversation. What do you hate? Or if hate's too strong of a word, what do you strongly dislike that everybody else seems to love? They're like, oh,
cheese.
I'm such a big fan of... What?
Yes.
How do you not
like
cheese?
You know
like
I don't
cheese?
Like any cheese. No cheese at all. I was telling this to some guy last night, and he was like so shook by this. I was like, yeah, chicken nuggets for the win, pretty much always. That's
but
it.
Cheese and chicken nuggets are different. Have you ever had cottage cheese?
Yes.
Oh, don't you everything I say. Have you ever had like a Kraft single? Like
yes.
Grilled cheese?
Yes.
Have you ever had string cheese?
Yes.
And mozzarella sticks.
Mozzarella sticks.
I don't like it. I have tried it all. I don't like it.
Is it just because you only poop like 3 times a month and you don't want to make it 2?
No, it's just that I genuinely don't like it. Like the smell of it and everything grosses me out. Texture, when it's cooked and it's stringy, like melty, then I don't like it. But the smell of cheese and stuff immediately makes me want to throw up.
Did your parents, I'm figuring out more, did they torture you with food?
Well, I mean, they definitely didn't let me get away with not eating stuff, which is I had to sleep at the kitchen table and stuff before I finished my food. But I was so stubborn, I just would say, okay, and I'd go get my pillow and blanket, and I just freaking sleep there. I was like, that's fine, I'll do this. And then for like 3 days, I would sleep at the kitchen table. And then they had to finally give in because I'd starve to death.
Cream cheese. What about cream cheese?
I think we have to give up on cheese. We can be here
if it's
all day.
Like hidden in a dessert or whatever, then
or
it's
like,
fine.
What about like if it's hidden in a dip?
Nope, I don't do dips.
What about nacho cheese, like nachos and cheese?
No, I don't eat any cheese. There's no cheese, you're going to say.
That's basically
except
plastic.
For Goldfish cracker.
What about Cheese Whiz?
What about Cheez-Its?
Yes.
Cheese Nips?
Crackers I do like. That's it.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
We found a very, very basic compromise. Pork chop. Fritz. Is there anything for you, by the way, 833-JOE-ALEX, if you got something that you hate that everybody seems to love?
I love everything except seafood.
Are you allergic to it?
I think
or
a lot of people
like
don't
it?
Like seafood.
I just do not like it.
My
I don't
sister
like
doesn't like seafood either.
I love seafood. My only unpopular thing is like I don't like crawfish. It's just too much work. It's too much stuff in my beard for the results. I have to put a lot of work in to get like a little bit of meat.
Do you not like the taste or do you not like the work? Because that's different.
I don't like the work or the taste. And because I like everything, but actually I don't. I only like shrimp and like fish. I do not like lobster. I do not like crab.
Well, okay. Because you probably went to Long John Silver's.
First of all, I love Long John Silver's. Hush Puppy. Faux life, and their fish and chips are pretty darn good. So I don't know what you're making a reference.
I'm just saying, like, people always say I don't like crabs or crab legs or lobster or anything, and they've never had real crab legs or real lobster.
I had
from
a real
good
lobster
place.
For my birthday, and I had to order another meal because I was like, this sucks.
Are you kidding me? See,
swear
then I just
God.
Feel like you just didn't go to a good place.
Well, then that's what I say about you then. How could it be that I'm wrong and you're right?
I get like shellfish because it's a lot of times it's texture for people because I will say shellfish is a very unique texture.
True.
But all I right. love it.
I love me some scrimp. I could eat those all day, whether it's like raw and some sauce, or you want to fry those things up, put them on a skewer on a grill. Those are great. I want to call Liv the Web Girl out. Like, here's my one thing that I know she loves, and I hate the strong word, but I've tried it and it's overrated. I don't get why she has this once or twice a week with her best friend. Avocado toast. I like avocados. I love guacamole, but I don't get the taste on an actual piece of toast. Like you, what is it, once a week you have avocado toast with a friend? Is that code for drugs? Is that code for marijuana?
No, it's not. I swear it's not. But I probably have it, honestly, close to 3 times a week, maybe 2. But here's the thing. You're probably making it wrong. You're making your avocado toast wrong. That's why you hate it. Also, I don't even prefer avocado toast a lot of times in restaurants because they'll literally just slice up an avocado and put it on bread. And I'm like, this isn't good. You have to take an avocado, stir it all up so it almost gets like a guacamole consistency. I put this green hot sauce in it, green Tabasco sauce, and I put some salt and pepper, the right ratios, and I mix it all together, and it is bomb. It is so good. So don't say you hate it until I make it for you.
Okay, bring some in tomorrow, please.
Do you put like dairy-free butter on the toast?
No, I don't put anything on the toast besides the avocado. And then sometimes I'll put tomatoes on top, or sometimes I'll put an egg on top.
Alexis, hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. By the way, the number 833-JOE-ALEX. What is something that you hate that pretty much everybody seems to love?
I hate bacon.
Excuse you?
Oh, that's so sad.
Is it for religious reasons?
No, absolutely not. I love meat. I just don't like bacon at all.
Do you at least like the smell, though?
Oh, yeah. I love the smell, and like, so if you get breakfast, I always order it with the bacon because, like, I like the grease that gets on the food, but I can't stand, like, actual bacon.
That is so bizarre. So is it, like, the texture? What is it for you about bacon?
Does it
bacon?
Taste weird?
No, I don't know. It's just the way, yeah, I think it has to be the texture, I guess, because, I don't know, the way it looks kind of grosses me out, too.
I've been loving that bacon that you get at the store in the box that's, like, pre-made, you put in the microwave, like Oscar Mayer.
Yes.
I've been liking that for some reason, but that grosses people out.
That's okay, but that, I mean, you like real bacon, right? Like a real
yes.
bacon?
And
okay.
I love real bacon.
Because it's not comparable. The real stuff's
I
the best.
Do hate Canadian bacon. I think Canadian bacon is disgusting.
Yeah, that kind of grosses me out. It's just a piece of, like, fried ham.
Yeah, that's not exactly what it is. It's not just a round circle of ham.
That's another reason that I struggle to trust Canada. Hey, thank you, Alexis, for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Liv the Web Girl, what are we getting in our social media this morning?
Mary says she hates sushi.
What?
But everyone she knows, which I think is so bizarre.
No, I get it.
Do you,
you do?
Do you like sushi or
I
no,
I like only
Alex?
A few kinds. Sushi is such a weird food. It's raw fish. I definitely don't think it's weird that someone would not like it.
You can get it. The most popular roll in the world is the California roll, and that has no raw fish.
Yeah, I get that one.
I know, and it has no raw fish, and this girl doesn't even like that. And then Angie says she doesn't like Game of Thrones either or Star Wars.
I don't like Star Wars.
Angie, who hurt you?
I don't like Harry Potter either.
Oh my gosh! Nicole just tweeted us and said she doesn't like Harry Potter either.
Yeah, what's up with the Harry Potter stuff?
Have you watched Harry Potter?
Yes.
Which one? The first one? Okay, you have to watch all of them because the first one is
I couldn't make it through the first. How am I supposed to sit and watch all of them? There's like 100.
The first one is very juvenile because as you can tell through the movies and through the books, as the kids are actually growing up, like Harry Potter and Hermione and Ron, as they're growing up, the movies get darker and more creepy and more scary and more intense. So it's like the first one is very, very juvenile and childish.
All right, let's do a few more phone calls here. Christy, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What is something that you hate and like everybody seems to love?
Chocolate.
Excuse you?
No chocolate!
Chocolate! Chocolate!
You hate chocolate. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I don't do chocolate cake, chocolate ice cream, candy bars. Just I don't know. I just don't like it.
I'm not big on it, but I don't dislike it.
I hate dark chocolate.
Oh, yeah, that's especially the worst.
I like dark chocolate. I had a dream last night about dark chocolate.
I want to get chocolate wasted.
All right, Christy, you're a little weird, but then again, you wouldn't be if you weren't listening to the Joe and Alex show. So that makes a lot of sense. And we'll wrap it up with JC. Hey, JC, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What's something that you hate that everybody seems to love?
I actually hate all condiments. So ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, barbecue sauces, ranch, all of it.
I do too, for the most part. I'll dip a fry or a chicken nugget in ketchup, but that's it. I don't put it on hamburgers and hot dogs. I've never had ranch because I've never had salad, so I've never even tried that. So I
ranch
definitely
for salad.
I've never
so
had mustard.
Things.
I've never had mayonnaise.
Then how do you know you're not going to like it?
Because I just know.
I love mustard and I love ketchup, but Jenny on Twitter says that she hates eating Spam. Jenny, babe. No one likes
spam.
Eating Spam.
What is it, 1945?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. No one likes Spam.
As a boy that was raised on Spam and grilled cheese sandwiches, I think it's
ew.
A decent sandwich.
Ew, what the hell?
Yeah, you fry up the Spam thin slices. It's
that's
like a
why
meat.
Your diet's all
oh
messed
my
up.
Gosh.
Oh, coming from the chicken nugget princess over
yeah,
here.
Yeah,
let me see
spam.
What Alex have today. Some sugary
oh
drink
gosh.
And cocoa pupple poop. Turds.
Yep.
Like every day you tell us things about your childhood, and I'm like, wow, it just gets worse and worse and worse.
Well, thank you, Liv. I appreciate the support.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Celine Dion joined James Corden in the front seat of his car during Monday's primetime carpool karaoke special. The host ended up in Las Vegas, and it took approximately 10 seconds for her to start singing My Heart Will Go On soon after being asked, do you like living in Vegas? James also asked Celine to sing Baby Shark in a dramatic way.
Do you think you'd be able to make Baby Shark dramatic?
Yeah.
Baby Shark, do 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 do. Baby Shark, do 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 do. Baby Shark, do 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 do. Baby Shark.
I thought we were going to get a chest bump there.
Baby Shark, do 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 do. Baby Shark, do 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 do.
All right, that sounds painful.
She also told the story of how she kind of saw her baby, her first child, for the first time on TV.
Like, I don't know what it must feel like to be as famous as you.
You don't think about that. One thing is that I'm delivering my first child, and I don't even have him in my arms yet. And there's a TV there, and the doctor is announcing live on television a beautiful, healthy boy, 7 pounds, 8 ounces. And I'm saying to myself, my baby is on television, and I didn't even hold him yet. I turned off the TV.
See, now you say that, I understand why my wife was annoyed that I Instagram-lived the birth of our third child with a GoPro on my head.
Rihanna confirmed that her new album would be reggae during a recent interview. The album doesn't have a release date, but she did hint that it could be called R9. She said when fans ask about the album, they constantly refer to it as R9, and so she doesn't know if she wants to call it anything else. She did confirm that there will not be a collaboration with Lady Gaga on the album, but it is something that she'd be open to in the future, and she also said that Drake won't appear on the upcoming album.
I wonder if it'll have more than like 6 words in the song, like work, 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 da-da-da-da-da-da.
I always loved this song.
Did you?
Me
yep.
too, and I love Rihanna.
You know what came on the other day? I think I was listening to something while I was walking. It's like, bitch better have my money. I'm like, yeah, pay me what you want me.
Yeah, it's good.
Did I sound like Rihanna there for a second?
Not at all.
Oh, sorry.
Aaron Carter, who's been a huge supporter of Michael Jackson, has now revealed that Jackson was inappropriate with him one time. He said, Michael was a really good guy as far as I know. He never did anything that was inappropriate except for one time. There was one thing that he did that was a little bit inappropriate. He did not elaborate any further than that, but the two did have a very close relationship. Aaron Carter has talked a lot about how he has valuable memorabilia from Michael Jackson and stuff like that. And Sesame Street introduced their newest Muppet, Carly, who is in foster care. Carly is a friend of Elmo and explains the idea of for now parents. Her foster mom on the show goes into further explanation of the situation, saying that Carly's mother is having a hard time and they will keep her safe until her mommy can take care of her again. May is National Foster Care Month, and Sesame Street is trying to show the importance of stability and a sense of belonging, as well as explanations for children about foster care.
That is so cool that they're doing that.
Yes. Also, a really good excuse if you're interested to get involved with child advocates in your county, since it is National Foster Care Month. I'm a child advocate with them, and you basically get to volunteer and be a voice for kids in the foster care system in Corton, helping them find out where is the best place for them to end up living and stuff like that. Coming up in less than an hour, Ellen DeGeneres and Reese Witherspoon are fighting over who's better friends with this A-list actress.
For more garbage, go to JoeAndAlexShow.com.
I don't know if I'm excited or not. I see here on kind of our show plan what we have coming up. My cousin Jeremy is going to call in. Do we know what he's calling in for today?
Yeah, he wants to congratulate us for something, I think.
Okay, well, that'll come up around 8, 7 Central here on the Joe and Alex Show. You can always email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com, if you would like to come on and talk about something, or maybe you just have something you're afraid to come on, and you just want us to kind of discuss it for you. That's what's happening this morning with, what's her name, Riley?
Yes, she sent us an email, and it says, "Dear Joe and Alex, my husband and I have been together for 4 years, and I will pretty much try anything when it comes to flipping pancakes. But there is one thing that I've never enjoyed, so I just don't do it, which is special kisses. I don't expect my husband to give me special kisses either. It's just something that is completely unappealing to me, and I've told my husband I'm uncomfortable with it. My husband has never pressured me about it, and he accepts my answer on the situation. But it is something that he really wants. We go to my parents' house once a week for dinner, and my husband and my parents don't get along. It's something my husband dreads doing, but he says that he does it because he loves me. Well, last night after one of these dinners, he starts telling me that if he has to sacrifice his happiness for me and go to these dinners because he loves me, that I should be willing to sacrifice my happiness and give him special kisses once in a while if I love him. He said it's unfair that I get to refuse to do something he wants, but he has to go to these dinners that he hates. I told him it's not the same thing at all, and that it really upsets me that he's saying he won't come to my parents' house for our weekly dinners anymore. Who is right?
Well, to be fair, I think he's definitely getting the worst end of it. I mean, how long are family dinners taking? The other thing doesn't take that long. Like, it's wham bam, you're done.
Do you think it makes a difference that her dinners that she expects him to go to are once a week, and honestly she could probably get away with special kisses once a month?
If for a guy, yeah, I think most guys would be happy like once a month. And I always wonder, and Porkchop, I'm sorry to drag you in here too, but obviously, like, if you don't know, Porkchop is bisexual. He's had girlfriends before. He has currently a boyfriend now for a long time, like 7 years. As a guy, like, I'm a straight guy, and like that, I've never tried that, but I don't think I'd want to, you know, give special kisses to another dude. Is it that bad? Like, if women are complaining they don't like doing it, is it that bad?
No.
Like, is it something in your relationship, like, oh, fine, I'll do this?
No.
Or you're like, oh, it's cool. I like doing it.
I have a question. Have you done both? You have a special kiss for a girl and a guy?
No.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to ask you which is worse.
Pick your poison, pork chop.
That's a good question. But yeah.
I mean, I don't know why, if it's that bad, I guess I get it. And in reality, yeah, I mean, I could kid around all day. They're totally two different things. But it's like,
you do think they're different?
They are.
So who is right? Riley or her husband?
Oh, well, Riley for sure. I mean, he's just being a jerk about it. I think it's a decent excuse. You know what I mean? Like,
but they are both doing something they don't want to do. They're both asking each other to do something they
doesn't
both
matter,
don't want to do.
833 Joe Alex. Does it matter, Alex, that one's of a sexual nature and one's not?
I feel like...
Is that the reason why it's different?
I feel like right now it's an unfair ask of him because of the frequency of the dinners. I think it's unfair because, like, the dinners are constantly happening, whereas I'm sure he'd be happy with special kisses only once every couple weeks or once a month. I bet they could compromise on. I think if she said, okay, what if we only do a dinner once a month? I feel like that is more of a fair compromise. But at this point, him saying, like, well, I'm not going to the dinners unless you do this, like, I don't see how that is equal. I would agree with Riley.
Yeah, and I agree with her, too. But at the same time, like, I guess, and they are different things, but I don't get, like, in any relationship. I'm fine. I usually try to do whatever makes my partner happy. I don't see, even okay, of course there's things that you don't like. I mean in that aspect, like in the bedroom.
Oh, okay.
But yeah.
I was gonna say, I feel actual like husband might call in.
How often should you compromise when it does come to bedroom things? How often should you compromise and do things in the bedroom that you don't normally want to do? If your partner really, really likes something when it comes to flipping pancakes that you are not into,
I think everybody's
what
got their
do
own,
you do?
I think everybody's got their own threshold, Alex, because like I'm not gonna say what it is because I actually had this conversation with my wife last night and she'll kill me. So I usually don't draw the line about what I'll talk about in my marriage, but I'd have no problem talking about it. But since my wife would leave me, I won't. I will make that smart decision. But I know there's one thing I've asked my wife like to do, and she said, absolutely not. We will never do that. And I'm not gonna answer if you ask me.
I mean, yeah, Joe, I wouldn't want to poop on your chest either.
Well, I'm glad I didn't ask to marry you. Jeez.
I think it depends on like the freak level of what it is in the bedroom or how standard it is for you to like expect your partner.
Is she
or
being
that out of your partner?
Too prudish by saying no to this.
Okay. What? I was just going to say, like, no ever. Like, that's drastic. That's like a little drastic to me. Like, what about birthdays, anniversaries, maybe he got a promotion.
What if your birthday falls on leap year? You might only get it once every four. We have to have more than that.
What if the wife has like a reflex?
Maybe, but she didn't put that in the email.
I'm pretty sure not that I know a lot about that, but there's ways of working around that, so I've heard.
All it says is, it's something that is completely unappealing to me, and I've told my husband I'm uncomfortable with it. That is all she says. She says, I've never enjoyed doing it.
We've got to hear from you, because obviously we're kind of split on this. 833-JOE-ALEX, that is 833-563-2539. Do you think they're kind of an equal thing as far as both of them sacrificing? Honestly, I don't think they are, but it brings up a good point. Like, what are you willing to do for your partner to make them happy and, I guess, quote-unquote, sacrifice? 833-JOE-ALEX. We will talk to you next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Not an adult, necessarily, content warning, but I want to remind you, as you are calling in at 833-JOE-ALEX, we're keeping this very family-friendly. But, Alex, if you could summarize Riley's email into a couple of sentences here. It's about who should sacrifice, her or her husband, and what are the sacrifices?
Riley's husband really, really wants her to give him special kisses, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
They go to her parents' house once a week for dinner, and I guess him and her and his in-laws do not get along, and so he hates going to those dinners. And finally, after one of these blow-up dinners last night, he told her, he's like, you know what, that's it, I'm done. I'm tired of sacrificing something that I don't want to do for you because I love you, which is going to these stupid dinners with your parents, when you will not give me special kisses and sacrifice that because you don't like doing it. Just give me that sacrifice if you really love me. We should both be willing to do sacrifices for each other, and I don't think it's fair right now. And so she emailed us to ask who is right. Is he right that it's unfair that I won't give him special kisses even though I want him to go to these weekly dinners, or no?
833-JOE-ALEX. Let's kick it out with Amy real quick. Hey, Amy, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What would you say about Riley's situation?
I was just going to say, I think she should compromise. I mean, I like doing it, so I guess I don't understand it. But, I mean, she could at least give it to him every now and then. If he's willing to go to dinner.
I feel like every now and then, even if she really hates it, she should be willing to do a little bit. It is really not that bad. There are some things when it comes to flipping pancakes, I can understand someone giving a hard no.
No, like, we're not going there.
Yeah, but this, I just feel like it's really just...
I mean, I think
not
about,
that big of a deal.
I think about just, for example, in my marriage, all the things I do that I do not want to do that I think that should justify something that Lindsay may not want to do. Like, do you know how much I hate vacuuming?
Yeah, like, how do you know what sacrifice justifies another sacrifice in a marriage or a relationship?
See, I also don't think, though, that it should be like a scale. Like, every single time you're weighing something, like, I don't want to do this, but I'm doing it for you. So, like, that's, I get like 2 points for that. And you get a point for this. Like, I don't think keeping checks and balances like that is good for a marriage.
Is one lib worth a higher point than another?
Yeah,
like, vacuuming's 2 points.
With Liv. I dealt with this in my last relationship so much to the point that I would cry about it and have anxiety because every single thing I did was on a, like, a point system, so to speak, exactly what Liv is describing. And it was, Alex, if you did this, then I, you know, should or shouldn't have to do this for you. Or you didn't do this, so now I don't have to do this.
Right.
It was constantly like that. And he also, there was a big fight we had, where he told me that going to spend time with my friends and visiting my friends with me was a sacrifice. And that really pissed me off because I constantly did everything with his friends. And I loved it. I enjoyed doing it because I really liked his friends.
But were your friends not as cool as his, though? Because maybe his were a cooler level.
I think to him, because they aren't his friends, he felt that way. But my friends were super nice, welcoming. We did fun activities together. And I just thought that was so unfair. I just think sometimes it seems like what a guy has in his mind as what should be a sacrifice just isn't. Sometimes you just gotta you just have to do something for your significant other, and it's just part of a relationship. It doesn't mean it's a sacrifice.
Right. I think the word sacrifice is used so incorrectly.
It's
there.
Hurtful.
You know, it's just something that you hanging out with your significant other's loved ones is a thing that's expected in a relationship, and that's something that you have to do. So you have to suck it up.
I agree.
And just do it, and honestly, don't complain about it.
And now, that's what I told my ex. I said, it's hurtful that you're saying it's a sacrifice to spend time with my friends or my family.
Right, and if it's every single week, I get that can be annoying, so maybe you have a discussion there, but like this whole checks and balances thing I think is like way off.
What about this? I'll bring up one personal thing I can't talk about in my relationship with my wife, Lindsay. We, not a big argument, but it's something I brought up, and she's like, that's kind of bullcrap that you're pulling this card right now. Nothing against Pink. Great performer. We saw Pink in concert recently. Good show. It's not that I don't like her, but it was a school night. It was a Tuesday night. And I'm like, and it was like, I was so tired through it. I was like, can we go? It was like 10 o'clock. I'm like, can we go? I'm tired. She's like, and she's just mad at me.
So
and I told him, like, the only reason I'm here is because you wanted to go to the show. And I shouldn't have said that, but at the same time, like, is that a sacrifice? Because in my situation, is that a sacrifice?
Like, she should have left early with you?
Or, I mean, is it fair for me to
even bring
that up?
Well, if it was only 10 o'clock at night, the concert had probably been on for 30 minutes. So I'd say that was a little unfair.
I'm an old man.
And also, I think, Joe, how often do you actually do that? If it's even once
too often.
Even if it's once every 2 months, that is not that often. You can suck it up for your wife. And also, once you're there, complaining about it the whole time is just going to make, that's not, you're making it so she can't enjoy it. Like, just suck it up, people.
I don't know. Liv's microphone's not working. Hold on. Let's go to Olga. You're on the Joe and Alex show. Hey, Olga, what's going on? What do you want to say?
Hi. I wanted to ask, did the lady say how long she's been with her husband?
Hey, Olga, you got to talk right with your mouth against the phone and everybody else, too, so we can hear you.
She says that she's been with her husband for 4 years.
4 years. I feel like she might be doing it to the wrong person, and I know that sounds bad, but I've been with my partner for a long time, and doing it and seeing how he reacts to it kind of makes me want to do it more.
Exactly.
It's a turn on to see how good it makes him feel, and it kind of makes me happy, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Hey, thank you, Olga, for calling into the Joe and Alex show.
Yeah, Kyra kind of said something similar on Twitter at Joe and Alex show. She said, but wouldn't it be more enjoyable for him if she actually enjoyed it? It's not a fair sacrifice.
Let's go to Courtney this morning on the Joe and Alex show, and then we'll wrap it up with you. Courtney, what did you want to say?
Hey, I don't think he is obligated to go to her parents' dinners, especially if she's not communicating with her parents about his boundaries and his comfort levels and whatever makes him not want to go there and makes it so much of a sacrifice for him. It's her role to communicate with her family about that and make him comfortable. But I don't think you can ask for sexual favors like in an exchange for something that's non-sexual. I think that just kind of goes against like consent.
Isn't that like a barter system though? I mean, you can, you know, trade this for that.
Not when it comes to sexual favors. I just think you have to have so much respect.
All right, Courtney, I respect that you're,
needs to communicate.
You're a tough negotiator.
Hey, you know what? I think a lot of people would agree. Just tell Riley, suck it up, Riley. Suck it up.
So obviously she has to sacrifice. We're the Joe and Alex show here on Radio Now. This conversation we're about to have, especially if you're a parent and maybe you've had kids that are bullied, or maybe your kid was a little punk and was a little bully. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. A mom has been banned from school after threatening her daughter's alleged bullies. She vows to fight the adult relatives if that's what it comes to. I want to know, if this was your kid, what would you have done? I mean, I think we all think this is an overreaction, but 833-JOE-ALEX. Christina is a mother of a student that's been banned from a Southern California school after she threatened a classroom full of the students over allegedly bullying her daughter. Now, here's her and her daughter, Jade, talking about kind of that moment in the classroom.
I was just there to protect my child. It kind of made me feel really bad about myself. When I walked in, I asked the teacher if I could speak to her class, and she said yes.
Now, here's the thing. That was a big mistake by the teacher. So the parent had permission to be in there to talk to the class, which amazes me it could happen. Here's just a little clip of the two-minute tirade that went on. She swears a lot. We have a little bit, so it is censored.
That's messing with my daughter. She's a girl. Y'all are boys, okay? If y'all bully my daughter, if you look at her the wrong way, if you breathe the wrong way, send your mom to me. Sisters, aunts, anybody over 18, I'll f*** them all up. Do you understand me? Leave my daughter alone, and I'm not going to say it again.
Now, I was saying a lot of this was not necessarily girl-on-girl bullying, but it was like dudes harassing her and maybe being like a little sexually harassive too, which if I was a father of a daughter, I think I'd kill a boy. I really think I would. That's how overprotective I would be. If you were sexually harassing and just bullying my daughter, I would beat your little head in. But that's just me. Let's see here. Christina said her daughter had been bullied in school and online since the beginning of the year. She was sexually harassed last week, leading to the suspension of a boy. So the boy did get in trouble.
Okay.
She said kids, and this is what she said. She said kids are committing suicide every day because they're getting bullied. And we just read this the other day about suicide really high among teenage girls. I don't want that for my daughter. What do I do when my daughter's afraid to go to school? And here she is kind of talking about how she regrets a little bit of what she did.
I definitely understand concern. Had the roles been reversed and it was another parent coming in, I would also be upset. But I was coming from a hopeless place. I do regret using the one curse word that I used, but in my mind, this was not towards the children. This was me trying to get my message across to the parents.
When my mother came in, the boys who were bullying me, they were silent.
The principal informed parents in an email Tuesday that the teacher contacted the front office for help and the assistant principal escorted the woman out. The school district said the mother is banned from campus.
Whoa.
So what do you do in this situation? Obviously, we know you can't go into a school and you can't walk on a bus and say, you mess with my little Jimmy, I'm going to beat your ass. You can't do that, but what do you do? What would you do? 833-JOE-ALEX.
This mom made a mistake, and it's probably because of her age, but if she would have just cyberbullied these boys, no one would have ever found out that it was her.
Here's what you
idiot.
Do.
So you're saying return fire with fire?
You got to make a Finsta, a fake Instagram, and then you freaking troll them. That's what you do.
See? Yes.
No,
you
this
don't
is
go
why.
Into the school and then verbally harass them in front of all the teachers. That's the way you get caught.
Got to be low key.
I am legit scared that Alex, as a mom, one day will social media bully a kid that's going after their kid. Amber, thank you for calling in 833-JOE-ALEX. You got a son that's being bullied. What do you do?
Well, it has actually been kind of going on for a little bit, and luckily preschool is coming to an end. This is happening in preschool. I just want to remind everyone, bullying preschool, four-year-olds.
What do you even bully each other about in preschool?
I'm going to take your crayons. Well,
the little boy, my son was coming home with scratch marks, bruises, and he just had a whole different attitude change.
Aww.
And it wasn't like him. Yeah, and I've been dealing with it, but the mom of the bully refuses to sit down and talk to me about this. And the little boy actually pulled his private parts out in the restroom and showed my son. Like, this is just,
That other kid has something going on at home. Otherwise, he wouldn't be acting like that.
Yeah, you don't just whip it out.
Exactly. And my son is the complete opposite.
That's probably why his mother doesn't want to meet with you, honestly, because there is some sort of abuse taking place in the home, and she doesn't want that to be have any light shown on that whatsoever. So, I'm telling you now.
Well, I took it to the social worker at school, and the social worker said that they have to, like, follow her wishes because she doesn't want to sit down since technically, like, there was no touching involved. I don't care if there was touching. It's all wrong. Like, my four-year-old, he's not even five yet. He shouldn't be dealing with this in preschool. So it has started very early, and I just want everyone to be aware that it is starting earlier and earlier every year now.
It amazes me, Amber, with your story, that there's nothing that can be done. Like, you didn't jump the gun. You weren't like, I'm going to fight you, kid, or I'm going to fight your parents. Like, you tried to say, hey, we need to have a conversation. You need to be an adult like I'm an adult, and we're both parents. We have to sit down, figure out what the hell's going on with your kid and my kid. And she's like, nope, not going to do it.
Yep, and I still have to see her till the end of the school year, till June 13th. And she just, like, gives me these side looks. And it's like, you're lucky I am a better person than you, because if I was, like, one of these girls from this neighborhood I'm in, she probably would have had her ass beat.
Ooh. Yeah. Hey, I give you props if you beat her butt. That's just me out there.
I want to set a good example for my son.
Totally.
I don't want any more violence, like, brought in.
No, that makes a lot of sense. And you know what? I don't know if you'll agree with me, Alex. I feel bad for that kid, too, that's doing these things, like whipping his junk out and doing other things, too, because he's obviously messed up in the head with some bad parenting.
He's acting out because he's clearly experiencing something that's inappropriate at home.
Jackie, you're on the Joe and Alex show. And thanks, everybody, by the way, having the courage to call in and share this. You also have a son that was bullied, or is he currently bullied?
No, he's not being bullied no more.
Okay, what happened when he was bullied?
He was being bullied by this bunch of kids. He was even sexually harassed by two girls, and the school did nothing about it. So got police involved in everything. The police told him to fight back. So when at the end of the school year, he body slammed the kid down.
Whoa.
I tried to confront the mom. She slammed the door in my face. So she came to my house and body slammed her son down. So I did the exact same thing. I slammed the door right in her face.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you body slammed her.
Too.
I'm like, go,
oh, no,
Jackie.
No, I'm not that
me. We can call you Jackie the Jackhammer, get you in the ring and just lay the pound into people.
Jackie Chan.
Mess with my boy, I'm going to whoop your ass. Well, hey, Jackie, thank you for calling in and sharing that. These stories always amaze me. So as we wrap this up here on the Joe and Alex Show, and you can tweet us at Joe and Alex Show, let us know what you think. Alex, what do you think should happen with this mom that went in there, she told the kids, don't F with my daughter, yada, yada. What do you think should have happened to her?
Well, I think the social worker, I understand that the social worker at the school is saying, like, well, there's been no, like, signs of, you know, other, I don't know, physical abuse or whatever, things like that. We can't, like, force the mom to, like, talk to us and things like that. But I just feel like maybe if they're exhibiting emotional distress,
I'm talking about this girl here in California where the mom went in there and said, don't, you know, where the boys are harassing her. Yeah. Like, what do you think about that?
I mean,
feel like the mom still did the wrong thing. You can't go into a school
yeah,
or on a
she
bus
was
and
wrong.
Do that.
She was wrong to do that, for sure.
All right, cool. Let us know on our social. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Hey, we're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And this often seems to be the case. I see he's there, but I don't know why he's there. On the Joe and Alex Show this morning, we are talking to my cousin. If you're new, I got a cousin named Jeremy from Michigan, and he's on the phone. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, Joey. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. So the reason I'm calling in today, I just wanted to call in and say good job, y'all, on getting number one.
Thank you, Jeremy.
You're very welcome. We did it, y'all. We made it.
I can't believe Jeremy's calling in. If you don't know, we put it on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram. You can go see it. But and we can't go really in-depth in it, but thanks to you for listening. You helped make us number one, so the number one morning show. So we really appreciate that. So thank you. I mean, that is just absolutely incredible. But
yeah, seriously, thank y'all so much. We appreciate it. We really do.
Jeremy,
it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy. I wasn't sure about the ratings and stuff like that. I never look at the numbers because it's too much pressure you put on yourself to succeed. You know, I just try to do my best, and it paid off. We did it.
Oh, yes. So Jeremy, you think you've helped us here on the Joe and Alex Show. You've helped us get the number one, you know, the ratings.
Well, let's be obvious. I mean, without me, you guys would probably be number two, so...
I mean, he's been on maybe three or four times in the last 6 months or so.
That's all it takes? Is just three times?
I guess. Maybe he's the magic thing that we added into the mix.
I am the magic touch, that's for sure. So I don't know what you guys did last night when you found out number one, but I went out, I did a little bit of celebrating, I partied my butt off.
You did?
I had a few beverages.
I thought you were supposed to stop drinking. Hold on. I thought you were supposed to stop drinking, Jeremy.
Well, I was, but, you know, sometimes celebration calls for breaking the rules.
Right, yeah. It was a special occasion, okay.
So I was hanging out with my friends, and I got double dog dared by them, Levi and Darren. I don't know if I mentioned them before. They're my good friends. But I got double dog dared by them to go through the drive-thru at McDonald's butt naked.
Oh, my gosh.
No, you did not.
That's public indecency. Tell me you didn't do that.
Dude, I got double dog dared. I had to do it, Joey. I had to.
No, you don't. You do not have to do anything.
Well, I did it, so what are you going to do about it? I don't know. Anyway, the drive-thru, it was busy. It was kind of busy. There's a lot of people there last night. People love their McDonald's around here. It was one of those two drive-thru windows. You know, you pay at one, pick up the food at the other.
Yeah.
So I get to the first window, and I tried to pay, you know, but the lady, she working there, she saw me. She was not happy, to say the least.
I bet she wasn't.
No, she was mad. She was yelling at me. She was like, you know what? I'm not going to give you your double cheeseburger and Coke. And I was like, oh, well, what about my fries? she said, nope. She said she was going to call the police. I was like, oh, I got to get out of here quick. So, you know, I got my car and drive, but I couldn't go nowhere because a bunch of vehicles in front of me stopped, and I couldn't get out. I couldn't move anywhere. There's like a curb and stuff. I couldn't jump the curb because there's a tree. So, turns out the car couple in front of me had stalled out.
Ooh.
And, yeah, so people started getting out of their cars to help push the car out of the way.
Yeah, and you're like in there naked.
Yeah, you're butt naked.
I'm in there naked, right. So they're also, yeah, they're yelling at me like, hey, buddy, come and help, come and help. They start calling me a jerk or whatever, but I couldn't get out of my car to help. I mean, normally I would. I'm a nice guy. I like to help people. You know, but if I would have gotten out, they would have been all freaked out by my twig and berries. So, I mean, and not that there's anything wrong with my twig and berries, but when you are
okay, we get it. We get it. You were naked. I don't want to hear about your twig and berries, Jeremy.
Well, anyways, Joey, stop interrupting the story, man. Come on.
It's Joe, by the way. Do not call me Joey.
All right, Joey. So this old dude, he walks up to my window to try yelling at me. He was not going to fight me or wanted me to get out of my truck or something. I don't know. I could have taken him. I swear I could have. He wasn't that big. But he gets up to my. He finally gets up to my window, and he sees that I'm naked, and he throws his truck, or he throws his Coke inside my truck. Yeah, it was like it was an extra large Coke, too. It splashed all over me. I was like, come on, man. I was all nude and sticky as hell. And then the police finally show up. They make me get out of my truck. They wrap a blanket around me. I don't know if it was to keep me warm or to cover me up or whatever. But
probably
they
both.
Was that?
Probably both.
Probably, because it was a little chilly last night. But anyways, they ended up giving me a ticket for public nuditation. And I'm going to fight it, though.
Public nuditation!
Do you mean public nudity or indecent exposure?
Yeah, man, I was naked. I don't know.
Wait, are you gonna end up on one of those sex register offenders things now?
Ooh.
That was a dumb move, Jeremy.
What are you talking about, man?
Probably not.
You can't have your ding dong out in public.
They probably let him go because he told him it was a dare.
Yeah, man, it was a dare. And plus, I wasn't out. I was in my truck, man. I wasn't like out in public.
That's true. If he would have walked out into the McDonald's like that, then he probably would have, Joe. But I think because he stayed in his car, he's gonna be all right.
Yeah, man, I ain't no pervert. I got standards, Joey. Come on.
Right, when you're trying to say, hey, check out my Big Mac when you're going through the drive-thru to the lady. That makes sense. Okay.
I didn't say check it out. She's the one that's gawking at it.
Gawking.
Yeah. I'm thinking about coming down to Indy for the 500 this weekend, too.
Are you really? Joe, did you know this?
I did not know. And if you're like, well, what's Indy? We're obviously on the air in Indianapolis, Indiana, on Radio Now 100.9, and in Houston, Texas, on the new 92.1 Radio. Yeah, Radio Now. But in Indy, there's the Indianapolis 500. It's a big IndyCar race. No, I did not know, Jeremy, that you were coming down. That's very interesting.
Jeremy.
Yeah, it's kind of a last-minute plan type thing. We're kind of putting it together right now. We haven't gotten a hotel room yet. But I figure maybe I could bunk up with you, Joey.
I don't think that's even available, so I don't know exactly what you're going to do, but I have plans.
Yeah, it's going to be very hard to get a hotel here this late in the game.
So it looks like you might be sleeping in your car or your truck.
Or, uh-oh. Jeremy, just bring a tent down and put it in Joe's front yard.
Yes.
And just camp out in Joe's yard all weekend long. You should 1,000%
really
do that.
That's does Lindsay like camping?
Stay away from my wife. And Lindsay loves camping, yes.
So what are you doing that's so important this weekend, Joe?
I just got stuff going on. It's going to
be a busy weekend. What about you, Alex? What are you up to?
Well, I've got a lot of things going on. Friday night, we are hosting our carb night party, and Sunday is the race and everything.
Right. Well,
Jeremy.
I'll tell you what. I don't have any other plans other than the race this weekend, and I would absolutely love to take you out on a date.
Jeremy.
I don't have a girlfriend right now. I'm very much available. You know, I could take you out to a nice dinner.
Wait a minute. Did Jeremy just say that he's actually available? That's a shocker.
Yeah, well, I mean, sometimes,
yeah, I think the last time you talked to
guy,
us, you
I'm a single guy right now.
Well, the last time you talked to us, you had some girlfriend that you met at the gas station. You did a fake hold-up situation on Valentine's Day or something, I think.
She almost killed you.
She almost tried, that didn't go well.
Can't believe that didn't work out there, Jeremy. So Alex, are you gonna go on a date with Jeremy? He just had the courage to ask you.
Well, what do you have in mind?
Well, I figured we could go out to a nice dinner. I could take you to a Chick-fil-A. You have those by you? Chick-fil-A?
Yes, we do.
You do? We don't have very many in Michigan. I think there's a few, but I ain't never been to one. Heard they're pretty good though. They got good sauce on their chickens.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You like bowling?
Not a bowling fan.
Yeah, no, me either. Me either. Bowling, sparring. I wouldn't do that. Heck no. What about, like, line dancing or something?
You know what? I don't think I'm a very good dancer.
Yeah, no, me either. Me either. Me either. Anton's dumb.
Jeremy, you know what? Hey, I think we're going to have to wrap this up, so why don't I just give you Alex's cell phone and you guys can continue this conversation after the show, okay?
I was going to say, you know, I can't go out on a date Friday night because we are hosting our carb night party at Pavilion Pan Am here in Indianapolis, and we're going to have Jordan Kimball from Bachelor in Paradise there as a VIP host, and Allie Brooke from Fifth Harmony is going to be performing, and you can still get tickets on RadioNowIndy.com if you live local. But we're going to be hosting that, so if you do end up coming down, you could come to that party with us, but I wouldn't be available for a date. But I am so flattered that you asked me.
Well, that's cool. Plan on Saturday then. Sounds good.
All right. Well, that's my cousin Jeremy. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, and good job helping us get those ratings, Jeremy.
Love you guys.
Yeah, there he is. That's my cousin Jeremy. I'm straight out the trailer. Yep, that's exactly what he is.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ellen and Reese Witherspoon poked fun at each other about who's better friends with Jennifer Aniston on her show yesterday.
Whenever I go over to her house, I'm always like, is Ellen invited? She's like, please don't tell her we're doing this.
Yeah. What happens is when she invites me over and I can't make it, she goes, all right, then I'll call Reese.
We can fight over Oprah. And, uh-huh. And I know that like you and Oprah like live close to each other and you really are like really close friends. But Jen and I, that's like kind of special.
Yeah.
I don't know. Delusional.
So then Ellen decided to actually call Jennifer Aniston to settle the debate.
Reese Witherspoon, you know her, right?
Yeah.
She somehow thinks that she and you are better friends than you and I are. I just want to settle this once and for all that you and I are better friends than Reese and you.
We've cleared this up, haven't we?
I thought we had too. So, once and for all, you and I are better friends.
Yes, darling. That's basically based on also almost 30 years of knowing each other.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So it's done. Thank you. Bye.
Kim Kardashian called out Jack in the Box, the restaurant, over Twitter on Monday with a serious complaint that she wanted to address privately. She tweeted, "Hey, Jack in the Box, I have a serious complaint, but I won't fully put you on blast. Check your corporate email inbox or send me a DM with direct person for my team to contact. Pronto." So then she clarified a little while later that her complaint had nothing to do with an order she made, and it was more of an issue that impacted other customers. She also said, "I would like to add that this is not about me or a wrong order. Nobody recognized me, and it's something that I observed that affected our other customers at this particular location that was concerning." Within a half hour of posting her initial tweet, she received a response from the fast food giant. They said, "Hi, Kim. We are unable to DM you. Please send us a DM with how we can get in touch with you and your team, and someone will reach out immediately." Burger King tweeted, "Jack in the Box to the principal's office." And Wendy's tweeted, "But like, who even goes there?" Which I think is hilarious. But I've been speculating on what in the heck this could be about that happened. I feel like Kim witnessed something like maybe an employee mistreating a different customer or something like that was going on. Because she said it's not about her and it's not about the food. So if it wasn't a wrong order, then it has to be something like that, like a dialogue she overheard that she thought was not appropriate.
Or like a video on the internet she saw, because I feel like there's no shot Kim Kardashian is walking into a Jack in the Box.
Yeah, when is she going to go
in there? But she said people...
Kanye's sitting there too, like, "Welcome to my church service." No, this is a Jack in the Box. Sorry,
she
Kanye.
Did go there in real life because she said nobody recognized me and it's something that I observed.
Yeah,
so she's
right.
Saying that she was there and witnessed something. And
how
it's not know? And it's not like she's saying something about it being because she's Kim Kardashian.
Right. How do you not recognize Kim K?
Yeah, that's
she had no makeup on, sunglasses, maybe.
Is it that big of a difference?
That's the most shocking part of the story.
Constance Wu is being accused of letting her rabbit wreck a penthouse in New York City. The Crazy Rich Asians actress rented the $6.5 million three-bedroom penthouse for a few months, and the landlord said that there was rabbit poop and pee everywhere, and the actress had done nothing to clean it up. There was even rabbit poop in the bed, and the penthouse stunk really bad.
Yeah, I know people that have rabbits, but it's just like, I don't want an animal that goes to the bathroom in my house.
She's just had bad story after bad story after bad story come out about her recently, so she's really looking like a Hollywood nightmare. And The Real World is coming back, but instead of on MTV, it will be on Facebook Watch. The reality show will launch with three versions on June 13th in Atlanta, Mexico, and Thailand, with viewers getting a chance to interact with the show online. It will be co-produced by MTV and owned by Viacom and the same production company, which was behind the original series. The Real World aired 32 separate seasons on MTV between 1992 and 2017.
I feel so old, like 1992. Like, we were kids then too, but that's so long ago.
Coming up in less than an hour, imagine a Game of Thrones Full House mashup because it happened on Jimmy Kimmel.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Hello, it's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, 833-JOE-ALEX. What is the number one thing someone can say on a dating app? So let's see here. I'm a little out of the game, Alex, but there's Bumble, Hinge, Tinder, Grindr.
Yeah, there's, what is it, Coffee Meets Bagel or something like that.
Really? Are you making that up?
No, that's a real one. I think
Cracker
that's what it's called.
Cracker Meets Cheese. Okay.
Something like that.
Now, you bring this up because it's what, something you're tired of? It's just like this, when I see this, I'm just so uninterested in the person.
I was talking to somebody who was really interesting. Very interesting job, and they stuck out to me immediately, which is why I swiped right. And so we were chatting, and then he did something, and now even though he has like such a cool job and an interesting life, I'm like, you know what, now I don't think I'm going to talk to you again.
What did he say?
He just, and a lot of guys do this, and every single time this happens to me, I just will pretty much ghost them. On the app, anyway.
Did he say, can I come over?
No, but what they do is they always say something like, why don't you follow me on Instagram? Or I followed you on Instagram. Why haven't you followed me back?
Ew.
And I cannot stand that.
Hold on. That's a deal breaker? That ends any chance of your future love.
Because that's all they care about. So within only a few little bits of paragraphs of conversation, that's the first thing. It's like all about like, why aren't you following me on Instagram yet? And all these things. Like, because I don't freaking know you, bro. I've barely gotten to know about your job and all this. I don't know anything about you. I'm still trying to get to know you. Here's the thing. I guess some people just like hand out follows or whatever. I do not like to do that because I want my timeline to be people that I actually care about or invested in their life, or it's a celebrity that I'm into or whatever. But I don't just follow every single guy that I match with on Bumble or anything because like we're probably not going to talk in 5 minutes
then
anymore.
Then unfriend them if it doesn't work.
That's
out.
That's awkward. And the thing is I feel like they go and look up my Instagram and then they're like, ooh, like I really want her to follow me. And so it's just like a big deal to them or something. And that just annoys me because I just feel like all they're doing is trying to talk to me for the Instagram follow.
Kind of like, yeah, I get that. The Instagram clout.
Get
almost.
Your clout up.
So now I'm like pretty much, I just haven't responded to him in like a day because that just was such a turnoff to me. And I'm like, oh, because I really wanted to know more about him.
All right, well, it's over with that guy. He's never coming back. Sorry, bud.
Two things that a guy can say that will make me ghost them is one, saying, what are you wearing?
Ew.
No. And two,
khakis.
Yeah. Sounds terrible.
Khakis and a red polo.
Yep.
And also, hey, beautiful.
If ew. Their first,
hey, beautiful. That's not a compliment.
If their first line is hey, beautiful, I'm like, we wouldn't just never have anything in common.
I don't understand women. Thank God that my wife has not divorced me yet because I would have never have a shot because I'd probably be like, hi, beautiful.
See, now if we have been talking for a little while and they say that, then I can be like, oh, that's like kind of cute. Like that's definitely probably a line my boyfriend used on me. Like after we had been talking, after we had hung out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So that's okay. But if that's your first line to me, I'm like, ugh, you're so
cheesy.
I am
okay with a first line being a complimentary on looks, like a compliment on looks. I'm okay with that. So last night I matched with this guy and it was on Bumble. So I had to talk first because girls talk first on that app. And so I said, you are the, because he is. I was like blown away. I said, you are the most beautiful man I've ever seen, full stop.
Oh my.
But I normally will say something creative or funny based on their profile, but he was so freaking gorgeous.
You don't think he knows that? Like,
oh, he does. And
exactly.
So he responded and said, haha, just gassing me up to make Monday better, huh? Or make my day better,
huh?
This
is so hypocritical, Alex and Liv, because if a guy said that,
but after
you'd
that,
be like,
I moved on.
Pervert.
After that, we started getting to know each other. It was normal conversation. And we talked
last
night.
That's exactly my point. If you give the guy that chance, instead of saying, oh, I'm so turned off that he said that, 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539, then there might be a chance because you're going to flip it the other way.
See, someone on Twitter said, if one time a guy on Tinder said WYD as the first line.
What you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Bye. And she said, I did not respond.
I wouldn't either. And if a guy just says, hey, I don't respond to that.
If a guy says, like, sup, 1,000% I'll respond almost 10 out of 10 times.
Gross.
Tanya, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Good morning. What is it for you? What's the one thing someone could say on a dating app? You're like, you know what? I'm no longer interested.
Good morning. So something that I've seen far too often that always makes me swipe left
is in the bio on Tinder, I see a lot of guys saying, like, no, I won't be your sugar daddy. And it's just like...
And you're like, why not?
It's just like, I don't know. Are there girls, like, going around on Tinder and asking for this?
You're talking to two of them.
No, I don't want a sugar daddy.
So all of my boyfriend's roommates, they will absolutely not respond to a girl if they ask how tall they are. They will not respond to a girl if they're like, how tall are you? They will not respond.
Because I ask that a lot.
I think that is so, they're like, this is so stupid. Like, are you, like, and they're tall. Like, all of my boyfriend's roommates are tall. They're like over 6 foot. Mm-hmm. And they're like, if a girl's going to ask me that, like, and that's going to be a deciding factor for her.
Well,
like,
the good news is
deuces.
Bumble and Tinder now puts that on there for people to see.
Do
so they have to answer.
You have to?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
To get, like, they can verify it, right? It doesn't mean you have to. Like, I could say, oh, I'm 6'6", but they may not verify it unless I actually prove it.
You know, to me, it doesn't matter what a person says. Like, they could say anything if I'm very attracted to them.
So that's not the case for me.
If I'm like, ooh, this guy or this girl's super attractive, like, they could be like, hi, I want to come to your house and cook you dinner. And I'd be like, yes, come over.
No,
never.
Absolutely not. It's me. I care more about the content of what they say than the look. So they can be the hottest person in the world, and if they say, hey, beautiful, to me, I'm like, you're probably a douchebag. I'm just going to go ahead and
guess
both. That now.
It has to be a combination of both, and if the content of and the quality of the conversation sucks, then I'm out, because I believe in a thing called text chemistry.
Oh, my God. What is... Hold
text
on.
Chemistry, there, it's a real thing that you have. When you are talking to someone over text and stuff, if you have a certain chemistry as you're communicating, that is a big indicator to me of how we are going to get along in person. There has been only one time that was wrong. We had amazing text chemistry. I met him in person. He took me to his vampire lair house. No lights were on. He had a pillow pet on his bed and and Legos set up on his desk. And he was like my age.
But
that was the only time.
Alex, think of how many things that you might have missed because you didn't have quote unquote text chemistry at the beginning. Text chemistry, and you'll never know now.
See, I think that text chemistry, I don't necessarily believe it's like a real thing, but I think that people can be good at texting, and that definitely says something to me, because if someone's funny and witty,
that's what I'm saying.
Exactly, but that's anyone.
But like, here's the thing, Liv, would you not agree? Let's say that it is more difficult, there may be more of an introverted person, conversation doesn't come easier to them in real life. So if they suck also behind a screen, they're really going to suck in real life.
1,000%. If they suck on a screen when they have time, yes, but I would technically, any guy would probably say that I have text chemistry with them, even because I'm just good at texting and I have time to like put a witty and flirty text together.
But see, like, for example, I think if I was on a date with a girl, I'd have a hell of a lot better chance. And this is real life, actually, even for a job interview. I am better at selling myself in person, one-on-one. Behind the phone, like, that's the first step. I'm going to lose you. Phone interviews, I suck.
Why do you say that?
I just do. I don't know how I got to do this job. I'm just terrible at it, Alex.
Well, what do you
know.
Do that you feel like is terrible?
I just feel like I'm way awkward than it is. I undersell myself. I, like, for example, even just texting you, you and I aren't having that, but like when I text Alex, I'm like, oh God, what the hell do I say to this girl? Like, just
Why
responding.
Are you like overthinking it that
I
much?
Don't know. I just do. But my point is, though, I might overthink it on the phone or the text message or the email, whatever, the DM, but actually like talking to the person, I think I'd do a decent job. Hmm. I think I might be rare with that, because I feel like some people can talk a big game on their phone, but in person, they suck.
Okay, I will say this. I had an ex in college. I dated him for like 2.5 years on and off. And our texting was like such an issue. And it was always so bad. And I was like, and he didn't get that like we were long distances or we were always super busy. So like sometimes we would have to go a couple days without seeing each other or whatever.
No.
And I'm like, dude, I need something from you.
I would rather cut my arm off with a dull butter knife than date someone that was a crappy texter.
He is the most charismatic person in the world. He is exactly your type, Alex.
Dina, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What is it? You're like, you know what? You say this to me when you hit me up on a dating app. I am totally uninterested.
Hi, guys. I don't like it when the first thing they compliment is your body. Of course, obviously, they could care less about what you have going on, except...
What did they say to you? Like, can you give me an example of what they said to you?
Damn. I mean, you have no waist. Like, it's just stupid stuff that
you know, I get the physical, but that's not how I approach a guy.
Hold on, wait, let me try, because I think they're saying it wrong. What if I was like, damn, Dina, look at that body.
That's how, and it's, and you can get it through a text, you can get it posted on social media, and you get it in person, and it's such a turnoff because I'm extremely intelligent. So the, if this is the first thing you say to me, I literally just, I can't even go past that.
What about this? What if I was like, damn, Dina, you're so smart. You got a big old brain and a big old booty. I wanna meet you. And yeah.
No.
All right. Well, as you can see, I'm glad I don't have to date anybody.
Did anyone else say to them, you have the sexiest ear canal, or was that just me?
That would just be you when your mom was cleaning out your Q-tips.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
All right. I hate that one of my favorite things in the world, Girl Scout cookies, has to be involved with such a dastardly deed, but...
Disastardly? Yep.
Did I say disastrously or dastardly?
You said dastardly.
Yeah, because it's dastardly. This man's an evil... evil man. Well, actually, it's not terrible. He's pretty dumb, though. 40-year-old dude, let's call him Brian. He lives in Oregon. He called 911 back in March to report that someone had broken into his house, then fought with him, and on top of that, stole almost $1,000 worth of his daughter's money that she made selling Girl Scout cookies. She was hustling. Yeah, it's terrible. When the cops got there, the house was trashed, and Brian, he was bloody. I mean, he was a mess. It did not look good. It looked like, what the heck happened? Well, they took him to the hospital, and they searched for the burglar, but unfortunately, they couldn't find anyone. And eventually, Brian actually said something different. He confessed to what really had happened. This is where it takes a turn. It turns out he'd actually stolen his daughter's cookie money to go pay for... should I say, like, an erotic massage?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Happy endings.
Yeah, $700 worth. He then staged the break-in and beat the crap out of himself. I'm always amazed at people that do that. Like, how, like, I know I could punch myself in the face and give myself an eye, but like a bruised eye, but I can't do that.
I couldn't go through with it. I couldn't hurt myself like that.
And he's like, well, the cops are going to be here soon. Better take care of this.
What a real psychopath.
Well, yeah, he ended up getting in trouble. He took a plea deal. He pled guilty to initiating a false report and got 18 months of probation, 8 hours of community service, and a $100 fine. I hope he at least paid his daughter back for all those cookie money that he wasted.
That's just how the cookie crumbles.
Really? Really?
Yep. Check out the dummy of the day at joeandalexshow.com.
Good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. You can call in 833-JOE-ALEX. And, of course, you can always be involved social media-wise. Just search for the Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. These are the dirtiest things in a hotel room. I've got a list in front of me and kind of the reasons why they're dirty. But does anybody want to try to figure this on out and take a guess? All right, Alex, give me one of the dirtiest things in a hotel room.
The comforter.
Yeah, comforters are definitely up there. Let's see.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, the bedspread, the number one thing on there. Ugh. The covers are not usually changed between guests.
No.
Some experts claim that bed sheets may only get washed and changed about 4 times a year.
Ooh! No!
Wait, the bed sheets? I didn't know the bed sheets. I knew the comforter, but
if there's like a stain on it that they can see, I'm sure they would wash it. But yeah, you never want to sleep in the actual, like, the thing up top.
That can't be true.
Oh, it can be. I remember this is from the Today Show. They did an investigation into a hotel. I mean, I'm not saying it's their standard, but how do you know? You're in and out. You don't know what they do.
That is so freaking gross.
See, here's what you need to do. You just always need to make sure you really, really dirty up the sheets. Like, spill something on it, so then they're forced to change it.
Yeah, but
if everyone starts to do that,
you mean
then
when you
we'll
leave
know.
The room? Yeah, I mean,
yeah, that's
like,
what I'm saying. Like, so before you leave the room for the final time, do something repulsive to those bed sheets so they are forced to change them.
How about you go and stay in a hotel, and I'll get it like the day after you. That way, no. They clean it up a little bit.
But if we all band together and do this as a country, then we'll all know.
So you can always tell where I've been in somebody's bed because there are giant eyelashes, like Snuffleupagus eyelashes.
It's like, what's this caterpillar doing here?
I'm literally gonna gag.
It's not
kidding.
Gross. My eyelash extensions, they fall out like your natural eyelashes.
They are kind of gross, actually. I've seen them.
I'm not kidding.
They're just huge.
Stop.
And so when they fall out, which are just like your natural eyelashes fall out, they're just bigger, so they're more noticeable. And so you can always tell, like on pillows and everything, like you can. My eyelashes are everywhere.
Dude. Like some hotels have like chocolate on the pillows. Alex has like eyebrow extensions.
Eyelash extensions literally gross me out.
They're not gross at all.
I think they're so gross.
Oh no, they're all amazing. Right. They're life changing.
That's just one
thing. So they couldn't leave it after I stayed in a hotel room. They couldn't just leave the sheets because it would be obvious.
Ew.
All right, here we go. Give me another guess. We already got bed sheets. Another thing that's dirty in a hotel room, one of the dirtiest things. Anybody?
Probably the tub.
Carpets.
Tub didn't make it on there. Carpet didn't make it on there.
The remote.
Yes, remote was number two. They say everyone touches this thing, so it's no wonder it's full of germs. The Today Show did an investigation. They found that remotes are the dirtiest things in hotel rooms. They even found one remote containing colonies of E. coli, which often comes from fecal, doo-doo, poo-poo, caca contaminations.
Wow.
Who's in the bathroom? Like, you know, I gotta go to the bathroom, but I do have to change the channel.
They don't wash their hands, and then they go and watch TV.
That is disgusting.
I'm never going to be able to stay in another hotel again for the rest of my life. You guys are scarring me.
What about the ice bucket?
They did not bring that up. Let's bring something up similar to that, though. Anything to do with drinking. How about drinking glasses? They say plastic cups, they might seem cheap and gross, but they're the best thing because they're actually protection on there. They're sealed. The fancy glasses, and this is what creeps me the hell out, and I know I've done this, like just a glass, like a glass. They're saying that normally, like, the best thing to do to sanitize it, you got to dishwash it. You got to put it in their hot water, put it out. They say a lot of times that they've found in these investigations, hotel staff will just use a cloth and wipe it down, which could be the same cloth they're already using in the room.
Ew! I'm going to be sick.
And by the way, if you work in a hotel, you don't have to say where it is. I would love to hear if any of this is true. I mean, be honest with us. If you were actually, know somebody that does housekeeping or if you're a housekeeper, I want to know. Okay?
Someone just tweeted us and said that they worked at the Weariot.
Wow, that's a good way to hide
drift.
It. I'll never know where the Weariot is.
And they don't change the comforter unless it's stained or really dirty. I feel like, Joe, you're getting like endorsed by Airbnb right now. This is just a huge ploy.
No, I would love to endorse Weariot if possible. I've stayed at Weariot before and they're great. And this is not just about them, by the way. This is somebody that hit us up. Does anybody touch the phone at the actual the room?
Whenever I call room service.
They say hotel phones are a hotbed of germ activity. Even though everybody has a cell phone, you still have to, like Alex said, call for like a, you know, an early wake-up call or
towels.
For housekeeping. Yeah, something else there. They say they have up to 3 times as much bacteria as any nearby area, like the counter or the desk. Use your own phone whenever possible and wipe that hotel phone down before you touch it.
There's a person from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Lisa Rinna, if anyone watches. And she, the second she gets into a hotel, takes Clorox wipes and wipes down literally the entire apartment.
I wouldn't say that's OCD.
And
I'd say that's smart.
Yeah, that's interesting to me because she's probably staying in five-star hotels.
Yeah, I know. And it doesn't even matter. She will still wipe down everything and she will call room service right when she gets in and ask them to change the sheets.
I mean, let's
And so they do it right in front of her.
Let's be real. We've all been in a hotel before and we've done some nasty stuff. You've never done something you're like, you know what? They might want to clean this area.
Oh, 1,000%. You know how many, like, fraternity formals I've been on?
So many chicken nuggets. I peeled the skin off first.
Ew.
That might be the nastiest thing that's ever been done in a hotel room. And finally, they say pillowcases. Do you guys bring your own pillowcases, like your own pillows?
Ooh, sometimes whenever I want to marinate a little bit.
Yeah, well, Alex is the grossest person in the world. Guys, if you want to find her on Bumble, make sure you look for the profile pic of her with her pillow with encrusted drool.
Stop!
Because she likes the smell of her drool.
Dude. Smells like strawberries.
It does not.
Yeah, it does. I'll bring it in for you to smell yourself.
I will punch you.
It does not smell like strawberries, one and two. Mm. I'm now convinced, instead of this being an Airbnb promotion, this is you just trying to see how fastly I'll throw up live on air. Because
to be fair,
I'm about to.
To be fair,
guys,
you
if
never
I bring
have
in my pillow,
up.
You won't smell it?
No.
Dude, no, I'm not.
No,
kidding.
Alex,
please
legit.
Please don't bring it in.
I won't hit you, but I'll physically shove you away.
I'll hit her.
Liv will punch you.
Care.
And Liv honestly could pack a punch. Like
if you guys would just smell it, you would smell the strawberry vanilla goodness.
You are disgusting. You
stop.
I don't even want to insult you, but you were really disgusting right now.
It's homemade. It's gluten-free.
Oh, wait. Hold on. It's gluten-free?
I got to walk out of the room.
Well, then bring it in if it's gluten-free. That will do it for the Joe and Alex Show today here on Radio Now 100.9. If you miss anything on our show, make sure you go to Joe and Alex Show.
joanalexshow.com. You'll find all of our blogs, our podcasts, which, by the way, there's links there you can listen, but if you want to subscribe so it comes directly to your phone, anything, Spotify, Google Podcast, iTunes, Apple Podcast, we're pretty much anywhere you can find it. Just search for The Joe and Alex Show. If you want to follow us on social media, Twitter and Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show, you'll find me, that's Joe, Alex, Live the Web Girl, and Pork Chop, all of our individual accounts on there too. Alex, what do you got going on for your Tuesday? Are you getting ready for the Indy 500? Are you done with all your errands? Yesterday was like a 7-hour phone search.
Yeah, pretty much. I had a feeling that was going to happen, that I was going to have like 100 things going on yesterday with just my phone. I got a new phone yesterday, so that took literally 8 hours setting up and figuring all that out and going to the Verizon store and everything. So today I got to go grocery shopping. I have to go to the post office, all the laundry, all those sorts of things, because every other night this week I'm going to be out. I have a lash appointment today. All those types of things that are not very fun or interesting.
Live the Web Girl, what about you?
I am going to go to Target. I'm getting lunch with a friend. And I have to work out. And I'm debating on if I want to get a spray tan today or Thursday. But I'm leaning more towards Thursday.
I'm just bummed out because I think it's going to be raining.
Yeah.
Yes, it looks like rain the rest of the week. Pork Chop, do you want to check your app? What do you use?
Yeah, the weather app on the iPhone.
So bad.
Embarrassing.
Trash.
Yeah, no, it says there's going to be rain all this week.
It's going to rain!
Thunderstorms, too.
Oh, gosh. I hope not.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's going to screw stuff up for everything going on before the race on Sunday. It's like,
even if it rains, Snake Pit will go on, but not the race.
So I got black rain booties. So, like, little booties that are like rain boots.
I'm probably going to wear rain boots.
Just to prepare.
Man.
For this weekend.
It looks like Friday's going to be hot as hell, but it looks like there will not be rain that day, which is cool. We're broadcasting outside. Where are we at? Like, we at the roundabout kind of at IMS? We need to find that out exactly.
Yeah.
Because I want people to come on by and see us and especially bring us food.
Well, so my boyfriend.
Yes. Don't tell me no. I want my food.
Yeah, you can have food. I don't want any poison food.
I want the food.
My boyfriend and all of his friends glamp every year at like the glamping site.
It's going to be a muddy spot.
I told them that they have to come and say hi to us while we're broadcasting live, so they'll
bring us some
entertainment, bring us some drinks.
That's nice.
Hopefully bring us some food.
Later on that night, regardless of the weather, we're going to have an awesome Carb Night party. It's going to be great. Radio Now 100.9, we are the home of Carb Night, featuring Allie Brooke and Jordan Kimball. Now, Alex, he was on what? The
Bachelor in Paradise and The Bachelorette.
I was just going to say that. Yeah, it's going on this Friday night, Pavilion at Pan Am. Tickets are still $10, but they're going to go up. Get them at RadioNowIndy.com.
I'm pretty sure he was the one that cried all the time, right? Didn't
no.
he cry a lot?
Well,
I don't
Alex
think
likes him.
So. No, he was really funny. He's super funny. He was dating Jenna, and then there was a whole cheating scandal that the last interview she did about them was on our show.
Yeah, but I thought he was like kind of like a wuss while he was on The Bachelor.
I think he may have cried. Well, he wasn't crying. He was angry. Threw her stuffed animal into the ocean.
It's going to be weird like if we actually get to meet him and talk to him, because we'll probably be doing some hosting stuff too. Because like I think he's like a little turd, like a little like mouse rat turd. But it'll be cool. Like, hey, nice to meet you.
A mouse rat turd.
I'm just saying,
jeez,
from the
Joe.
Show.
He's like one of the best guys that's ever been on the franchise, period.
From watching the show, he comes like to me like I don't like the guy from the show. I don't know him from anybody. I haven't really met him.
Well,
but the way they portray him, I'm like, oh, you're a turd.
Yeah, everyone loved him once he went on Bachelor in Paradise. I feel like that's really where he hit his shine.
He's hilarious.
Maybe we'll hook it up. Maybe
he's
it'll
hot.
Be a little match made in heaven there. Pork Chop, what's going on with you?
I am so excited for our 11 o'clock meeting because there's going to be pizza.
I saw that.
Yes.
I can't wait for our new boss to hear Alex talk about how she can't eat it.
Wait, 11 o'clock meeting?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you read your emails? There's going to be pizza.
I did. I knew there was a meeting he wanted to meet after the show, our new boss did, but I didn't know that there was a set time.
Hmm. Yeah, I think you're reading the email that says...
No, I know there's one on Thursday.
Yep.
And I thought that today he just said, yesterday he said, let's huddle tomorrow.
Yes, and then right after that email, he sent out a thing to all of us that said 11 a.m. and pizza.
That was the first thing that was actually done there. That's one thing I'm going to tell the new boss. Like, hey, can you tell me about Liv? Like, yeah, she doesn't read email.
Dude, I'm not
well.
Joking. I did not get that. The first email I have in this chain was Joe sending an email with like 8 billion
it's
questions
in it. It's not
in
that chain. It was in
That's
a separate
chain. All right, you're boring me with all this email drama. I just showed Liv that she
Joel
was on it.
Sent it.
Oh,
okay,
God bless
sorry.
America. People wonder why I get so angry.
So she's saying she doesn't read emails, Jules says.
No,
yeah.
I do. I don't
sorry,
have that
Jules.
Email. I'm telling you, any of you guys can come over here. I do not have that.
Okay.
Good story.
Well, anyways, I'm excited. New boss and pizza.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I was honestly, you took my thunder. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Oh, so, my bad. I'm sorry.
Dude, it's all good. We can be happy about the same thing. Listen, we can't do any of that, especially get to this meeting unless we get the heck out of here. So Alex, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, myself, Joe, let's say goodbye.
Bye.